The Long Island Philharmonic has announced it will cease operations after years of financial troubles. Emily Benson from WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports.
After 36 years, the final curtain has come down for the Long Island Philharmonic, founded by folk singer Harry Chapin in 1979. Alan Inkles is director for the Stoller Center of the Arts at Stony Brook University, where many of the Philharmonic's concerts were held. Inkles said that the orchestra's closing came from its loss of funding.
It was disappointing to see. I know they were hanging on for a couple of years, but they just lost a big grant, I think, at the end from one of the banks to put them under.
The final blow came last year when Valley National Bank did not renegotiate its 2007 loan to the orchestra after it missed payments.
To lose an orchestra or any arts organization anywhere, whether it be Long Island or the city, it's sad because you know that another group just can't survive.
The Philharmonic held its last concert on December 31st. Emily Benson, WSHU News.